I'd like to propose to you, and I'll show you in just a minute, that between the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, there are thousands of years. How long? I don't know. 2,000 already. Okay, I'll keep going. Verse number 4. The Father judges no one, but He's given judgment to the Son. I'm not going to read that one. Judgments upon the ruler of the world. Number 5. If you read John chapter 12, verse 31, now judgment is on the world, and the ruler of the world shall be cast out. There is judgment. When Jesus died on the cross, judgment came to the world, and who was the judgment against? The devil. The ruler of the world, the devil. Okay? Now, C, are you at C? This is really key. I'm going to tell you it, then I'm going to show you it. First of all, do you know what an epic is? E-P-O-C-H. There's epic, E-P-I-C, which means great or grand. There's E-P-O-C-H, which some people pronounce epochs. I pronounce it epic. But it means a way in which God deals with a certain people in a certain time. Are you with me? The biblical definition of E-P-O-C-H, E-P-O-C-H is a way in which God deals with a certain people in a certain time. Follow me? So you could call the Old Testament, as an example, one epic season. You call the New Testament another epic season. But within the Old Testament, there were other epics, a way in which God dealt with a certain people in a certain time. For instance, when the children of Israel crossed the Jordan River. Remember this? It says, the manna ceased, the cloud went away, the fire was gone, and God said, welcome to the promised land. So God went from doing miracles to them to doing miracles through them. Same people, right, that were in the wilderness. Now, when they crossed the Jordan River, they didn't just cross the... I understand they really did cross the Jordan River. But when they crossed the Jordan River in the first heaven, they crossed into a new epic season in the third heaven in which God dealt with them differently. He dealt with the same people differently. Are you with me? Okay, I believe we're in the second greatest epic season in human history. But most people haven't got the first one yet. When Jesus died on the cross, He began a new epic season. Now, Acts 17:30, for instance, says this. Okay, let me finish this part. There's a difference between the last day and the last days. You don't live in the last day.